great sportsmen and women made, or are they born? Were stars like Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Usain Bolt, Floyd Mayweather trained to become the greatest athletes the world have ever seen, or were they born that way? This is one of the greatest and most enduring arguments in sports. But one school of thought believes that every great athlete must train hard and hone his or her talent in order to become truly great. And that is why in football, academies were created in order to identify players who are born with talent, provide them with the right training and support in order to make them truly great. The academy system in Nigeria has been described as inadequate by many, and that is why foreigners have taken it upon themselves to set up proper academies and raise the Nigerian football and sports stars of the future. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to a German gentleman who has decided to set up a sports academy in Nigeria here to give Nigerian children a chance at a career in sport. We'll also bring you World Player of the Week as well as sports news from across the globe. My name is Tunde Kwaki. Let's take a very quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back. You're still listening to Sports Planet, a production of Complete Sports Studios. Well, today on the show, we have a German gentleman who has set up a sports academy here in Lagos that will serve as a model for how sports academies should be run. Could you please introduce yourself, sir?
Yes, hello. My name is Helmut Brenner. I'm an Austrian-born, live in Germany right now. I'm almost 50 years old and I'm a former player in First Vienna Football Club, the oldest club in Austria. I was coaching now since 28 years. I have the UEFA A license coach. Since almost 1 year, I have also the players agent license from the German Soccer Association. I am running two football clubs in Germany, both on amateur level, a youth club and a regular club. I studied sport and management, and I'm here because I'm trying to establish Brenner Sport Club Limited. Since yesterday we are a registered company in the Lagos department, and we are still since 2 years here working, since 8 years working on this project. So there's a lot to tell, and if you give me 2 hours more, I will tell you exactly what we want to do.
Unfortunately, we don't have 2 hours, but tell us a bit more about Brenner Sports Academy. Is it a sports academy or a charity foundation?
It's a mixture from both. We started with a 100% grassroots program. Our manager Harrison was the first, and he started 8 years ago, going himself out, asking kids, coaching them, training them, practice with them. And out of this one person working, we have now him as a manager, a secretary, a head coach. We want to establish an adult team in the next league system here with the FA. We have 9 coaches. We have someone who is taking care about our events, which we want to do in the future. We are a registered company now, and we are trying to take football serious. And what I can bring into the Nigerian talent is I try to tell, and I still have to teach everyone, I try to bring in the German mentality and the mindset. And really, I believe that with the European mindset and with the Nigerian talent, this can be a very great success in the future.
Well, you've been coming to Nigeria for quite a while now, I'm told, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of Nigerian youngsters. So what do you make of the pool of talents that we have in Nigeria and their potential?
Yeah, that's very hard to say, because I believe that Nigerian, African in total, but Nigerian in special, are very skillful, and you are African champion, so there is a lot going on very good here. And please don't invent the football new. Don't try to play European style. Don't try to play German style. Try to play African style with a modern tactic and technique. Then you have all the chances. What is missing in my mind is the coaches should be probably more educated, and there should be more help for the coaches. There should be a better organization around the teams. The people I spoke with from FA chairmen and from government, they trying hard to implement league system, which is really working. I have too small knowledge about telling something about this, but talent definitely is very big here.
Well, age cheating has been a major problem for Nigerian African athletes, especially footballers. So how do you think we can overcome this?
Let me add you something, just a story from Europe. Yeah, the European coaches are also responsible for this situation, because imagine there's someone coming to Europe and has a birth certificate. I've lost my passport, I need to have new paperwork. Yeah, my birth certificate is 1st of January 19, blah blah blah. Yeah, the coaches know that this guy is 5 years older, yeah, but everyone is happy to have this guy and this kid on this team, yeah, because with this kid he can score 5 goals more and everyone will win, and this guy is the best one, yeah, playing still under 17 and is 23 years old. So it's not just the Nigerian system, it's the worldwide system which has to take care about these parts.
Okay, Helmut, let's look into the future. 20, 30 years down the line, how would you like to measure the success of Brenner Sports Academy by then?
First of all, I want to say that for us, it's not measurable in numbers. Yeah, we want to develop chances for kids. Yeah, because all the kids will grow in these 20 years, all the kids will be adults, all these kids should have chances. More than one, because football gives them one chance, but not everyone will be a football player. So with a good education, with the sport helping them, they can stay if they're smart, and that's the main thing. If they're smart, we will ask them to work for Brenner Sport Club in the future, yeah, in the marketing department, in our press department, working with our internet, working with our coaches department. 80% of a team like Bayern Munich, yeah, is not in the players or in the coaching staff. 80% of the people are working around the players. Yeah, so a real club, a real focused football club, has to have a lot of specialists. We want to give these kids a chance that in 10 to 15 years some of the school kids could come into our organization as chance one, or go and study whatever they like. Chance number two, play football on a certain level here in Nigeria, either in one of our teams or in one of the other very good pro teams here. Chance number three, or if they are excellent, we have a sport management agency in Germany, we are players agents, yeah, we can bring them abroad wherever they fit. So we try to create possibilities.
Well, I have to ask you, how much satisfaction would it give you if some of your products end up in the national teams of Nigeria, the Super Eagles, the Super Falcons, the Tigers?
Yeah, this question is, this will give me goosebumps. Yeah, so, but it's not just with us. I think every coach, every organization, every team, yeah, if you have someone playing on national level, yeah, this is, you can't tell this, yeah, but we are just the frameworkers. The people, the players, everyone has to want this. Yeah, we can give them chances, we can give them opportunities. If the player is not taking these chances, we can talk about a good system and a good program weeks along. Yeah, they have to prove it on the field then. We would love to have one or two players in the professional leagues, one or two players abroad, help here to develop. Yeah, I'm also wanted team managers that other clubs see and try to understand what we are trying to bring in. We don't want to be opponents of them, yeah, we want to be partners of them, yeah, bringing new ideas, bringing some other kind of management, help them to run a league, help them to run tournaments, yeah. We want to be a partner from them, not a new opponent, and taking them away their players and their pride. Okay. This is very important for me.
Well, Helmut Brenner, we wish you and Brenner Sports Academy all the best.
Thank you very much for being here.
On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Sunde Koike, wishing you all a fabulous evening and assuring you
that the planet is listening.